and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindebaugh. 7:05 in the morning. It is August the 20th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Phil and Angel. Oh, gosh, there's more people coming in all the time. And wait a minute, let me... That's the sound of smoke in my lungs. We are surrounded by fires. Bad Bob, good morning.
And good morning. I was just looking up some fire information. We can pass that along shortly.
We can talk about that after we talk to Wells Fargo here this morning. Linda is on assignment this morning. We'll be back tomorrow. A lot of things going on. We've had, you know, when we found out about all these fires, the, you know, way I found out about them was I was, you know, of course we knew about the Reading Fire, which is burnt. Oh, gosh. You know, I'm not sure. Is that the they pronounce it Reading or that they spell it Reading though? It's they pronounce it Reading though. I just call it a lesson fire. 28,000 acres, $12.2 million so far, and it's been allowed to. It was allowed to burn. Remember, just the undergrowth. I've got to break in just for a second. There's something going on with my sound here. I'm hearing everything. Is it because everything's turned up or something? Because I just heard you talking to Wells Fargo right over my microphone. Okay. Anyway, we're talking about $12.2 million in undergrowth. They were letting the undergrowth burn, and then it jumped Highway 89 and exploded. That's the word they use, out of control. Well, that didn't work very well for you, did it? And it still burns. It's 51% contained, but right now, 29,000 acres. It is probably at this point 30,000 at least. And then we're going to talk about Shingletown and the rest. But let's get some good news here. Let's go to Chris Lasondek, my Wells Fargo advisors. Hey, what's going on in the market what's going on in the market minute, Chris? I'll be okay. It's a Monday.
Good morning, Carl. Yeah, it definitely is a Monday. And we're about 30 minutes into a new trading week, and the markets are modestly lower. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 28 points at 13,247. The S&P 500 down 4 points at 1,414, while the NASDAQ Composite's down 13 points at 3,063. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 85 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America up 12 cents at $8.12, Ford down 8 cents at $9.55, Lowe's down $1.25 at $26.62, and AT&T down 19 cents at $36.98. Of local interest, PG&E up 3 cents at $44.60, Safeway up 7 cents at $15.90, and North Valley Bank is up a dime at $13.65. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.81%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.29. Oil's down 34 cents a barrel at $95.67, and precious metals are little changed, with gold up 42 cents at $16.15.84, while silver is up 14 cents at $28.17 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondek at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. You know what? Chris Lasondek and the gang down at Wells Fargo Advisors are the ones we listen to, and we want to try and find our way through Wall Street. Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning, and they are located on Park Marina Drive. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We've got information about the fires. Of course, we want to talk about that. We want to talk about the state of emergency, of course, that's been declared. I'm not sure if that's been pulled or not. I haven't seen anything that said it was pulled for the Ponderosa fire. We want to talk about what's going on with Newsweek, probably one of the more liberal magazines you're seeing out there. That's soon to go out of business. And then just a number of other topics that have come up over the weekend that we want to talk about, and then what we're going to be doing today, of course, starting our first day in a 2-day series, maybe even a 3-day series, on methamphetamines. Today we're talking law enforcement, CINTAF, and tomorrow we're going to be talking treatment. But meth, as we all know, is a terrible problem. not only here in the North State, but throughout our country. But we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day? Miss a lot.
Play to win in the Football Rivals Slot Tournament at Wind River Casino on Friday, September 7th. Top prize is $1,199, $25 buy-in, win cash or free slot play. Football memorabilia prizes for triple five bonuses. All participants receive $5 free slot play and have a chance to win a 42-inch flat-screen TV to watch the big games. Walk away a winner in the Football Rivals Slot Tournament. Over $3,000. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river. Play in our weekly slot tournaments at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Slot tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 is added to the prize pool. And every fourth Friday, $1,000 is added to the prize pool. Plus $5 free slot play for all in prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For entry fees and details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WinRiver.com. It's better on the river.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we know how hard-earned your money is, and we believe the reputation of the companies you do business with is important. At Timberline, we install the Carrier heating and cooling line of home comfort equipment. When you choose a Carrier system from Timberline Heating and Air, you're choosing the brand that invented the first modern air conditioning system way back in 1902 and has led the industry ever since. Reduce your energy costs and increase efficiency with the installation of a new Carrier heating and cooling system. Right now, if your home qualifies, you could receive up to $9,000 in rebates with Reading Electric Utilities' new home performance program. Plus, utility rebates are available up to $1,550, and Carrier provides a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. From installation to maintenance to repair, call Timberline Heating and Air, including cleaning your entire heating and cooling system with our large truck-mounted commercial duct cleaning unit. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at timberlinehvac.com. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, Linda's on assignment this morning. It is August the 20th, 7:14 in the morning. It's 69 degrees out there. Of course, maybe this is the wrong time to have a name for a show, a Free Fire. State of emergency. Okay, let's start going through this, Bob. Let's start talking to people. Here's what I heard. We were down in Sacramento over the weekend because of an engagement party for a niece, just a sweet girl, and her family there. And, I was looking at the paper and it says Shingletown, Shingletown on fire, or up here talking about, I mentioned Manton first and then They talked about Shingletown. So we started making phone calls. And then find out just how bad it is. Like this morning, it says 12,000 acres. State of emergency.
Well, we have an update on that, Carl. The Ponderosa fire, of course, is what we're talking about near southeast of Manton off of Ponderosa Way. Now showing 15,000 acres burned, 5% containment, 7 structures confirmed destroyed. There are more likely, that they just haven't found yet. 300 residences are at risk, 20 commercial properties and a lot of outbuildings, a whole list of evacuations. What I'm looking at right now, if you want to take a look, if you've got family up there, cdfdata.fire.ca.gov, and then go through the incidents to find the Ponderosa fire. Lightning sparked this fire off sometime on Friday. It exploded on Saturday, the smoke column very noticeable from Reading, and that's what you're seeing out
it
to
still
the
is.
East
when
of
we
us
were
right
coming,
now.
We were coming back up the road and just looked at it. It looked like a nuclear explosion up there yesterday. It's straight up in the air.
1,400 firefighters on the scene, 122 engines, 33 fire crews, and there isn't, we're in a worst case scenario with our fire season right now. Resources stretch very thin. We talked about this last week, and this is what fire managers were just scared to death of. We had a lightning storm come through.
We had, in fact, I talked to Brenda Haynes this weekend, and she said that her son's, I guess, is it deer honey season? It's some kind of honey season.
For, yeah,
it's some kind
it's
of honey
bow season. Right.
Well,
now.
Maybe it's bow season. Maybe it is. But she said they were going out hunting, and a lightning flash woke her. And she looked out there and she said, I don't know if they're going to be out there hunting. And then, of course, the fire started. But this is exactly what we talked about last week, Bad Bob. We have, if you looked at the, and we told everybody to go to, but if you looked at the assets available, everything was in the red.
Yep.
Everything. Not most of them. Everything was in the red. People, pumpers, aircraft. And then we've been talking about how half the aircraft in the United States has been grounded, thanks to Mr. Obama. The firefighting aircraft, for a variety of reasons that his administration has put out, but nobody else did. And now we're up to our butt in fire, and none of those planes are flying.
I had a word that maybe the big firefighting aircraft, the DC-10 or the 747, was actually dispatched to the scene because there was really nothing else that could fly. A couple of road closures to tell you about real quickly. Highway 44, Viola to Brush Creek. Manton Roads, all roads leading out of Manton closed at Highway 44. Highway 44 in Shingletown and Viola areas, all roads south, controlled traffic. And if you need to get up that way for whatever reason, Highway 299, your alternate route. There's an evacuation center at Big League Dreams on Viking Way in Reading. And, of course, Manton School closed until further notice.
Okay, now, Manton, how big is Manton? I've been through it, but I don't remember.
Community of a few hundred scattered out.
Okay, so there's no. And so when you say all the roads out of Manton are closed?
That includes all the side roads.
I assume they've gotten everybody out of Manton. Is that what they're saying? It could burn right through Manton?
And this is not the first time this has happened. Manton is in a very vulnerable position. We have several friends living out that way. The fire missed my mechanic, Tim Morlock. The fire missed him by a half mile. He was hearing trees explode.
Yeah. I know Tom, Sheriff Pasenko listens to the show occasionally. And Sheriff Tom, if you're out there someplace, if you can give us a call about what you know on the latest 10 fires here. But this is terrible. And, you know, the thing is we're surrounded by fires. And looked at what it is, but it's last time was like, 2007? The last time we had big fires?
The 08 fires, solstice summer. Lightning
the
storm.
June, when we were out of town. We have got to stop going out of town. Because every time we go out of town, we come back and Shasta County is on fire. That time there was 800 fires going because of lightning strikes?
There were over 1,000 fires.
Well, anything over 800 to me is big. Now, here's my question, Bad Bomb. This thing about letting the undergrowth burn. In this type of situation where it is so dry and the middle of the summer, which is the worst time anyway, is that good management?
Oh, if you're talking about what happened up on the national park, it's been the national park's policy to let natural fires run their course. As a management tool, the U.S. Forest Service policy used to be out by 10 the next day. If there was a fire, they were on it, they put it out. And 50 years of that policy has allowed the undergrowth to thicken up. Combine that with a get out of the forest mentality that started even with Clinton.
And cutting back on the logging.
The roadless forest.
And clearing out the undergrowth and all this. So this has led us to these huge fires we have. Now we're losing homes and, thank God, no lives yet. We've had some injuries, but no lives. Then it ends up destroying more than it ever would.
The fires are more intense, burn hotter, and literally take it down to mineral soil. A natural ground fire does clean stuff out, and the pines are evolved to withstand those ground fires. But when you get a full-on torching ground fire that takes everything down to bare mineral soil, it takes decades for recovery to take
destroys
place.
It destroys the soil because and then the first time it rains it's sterilized, but the first time it rains then it all runs downhill. So effectively if you let selective logging happen, you let that undergrowth be cleared out and the forest thinned out when we can use that for biofuel. And then but just letting things burn now after years or decades of not letting it burn, is this new status going to be, or this new type of prospect going to be when we let this happen? Is this what's going to happen for the next few years? Everything's burn out and then we're okay?
Well, there's going to be a lot of reforestation. Park Service under a lot of scrutiny right now, taking a lot of heat, if you'll excuse the pun, for the decisions to let that fire up in the national park go as far as it did, until it got into some heavy fuel, and that was all she wrote. But of course, a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking going on any of these incidents, and yeah. I'm sure there'll be plenty of studies going on. And do the weather real quick before we take the break.
Sure.
All righty. Abundant sunshine. High will be 102 today. Mainly clear tonight with a low of 68. High tomorrow dropping down a bit into the upper 90s. And currently in Reading, we're looking at 69 degrees, with the report brought to you by our friends who are thankfully still there and Somo Vineyards.
Yeah, I called up there yesterday when I found out about it, talked to Chicken and Somo. She said the fire was going the opposite direction up from them. So they felt like right then everything was okay. So Somo Vineyards is still there, my friend. Still has that great ambiance. Still has the great food. Music, wine, you name it, they have it. Give them a call, 474-5546. That's in Somo Vineyards. We're going to take a break now. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. When we get back, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the world and around us.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at novb.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
I'm called the Guru, and I'm going to teach you how to flow life's energy through your chakras so you can view the world through your third eye.
Flow freely through my what's? Hate to break it to you, Mr. Guru, sir, but I've only got two eyes. Hey, Papa Bear, how's the dancing coming?
Ooh, these guys sure know how to have fun.
I know we're trying to find our inner bear and all so we can make Black Bear Diner the best it can be for our customers.
Remember, guys, the journey to enlightenment flows along a path in and out of the surrounding world.
Do you have any idea what this guy's talking about, Papa Bear?
Not really. Do you?
Nope. All I can think about is enjoying a Bigfoot chicken fried steak with mashed potatoes smothered in country gravy.
Yeah, or huge Hungry Man steak and eggs breakfast. It's served all day.
Let's go give our inner bear something to chew on.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Smitty's Heating and Cooling, locally owned since 1994, is all about your family's comfort and peace of mind. With the warm weather here, it's important to get the highest level of value, service, and installation with a Carrier air conditioning system that will provide indoor comfort all year round.
REU's Home Performance Program will increase the efficiency of your home and provide energy savings with the installation of a new Carrier heating system. If your home qualifies, rebates are available up to $9,000. Plus, utility and manufacturer rebates and federal tax credits are available over $1,550.
Remember our affiliate, Ducks in a Row? They can also increase efficiency with their high-powered duct cleaning system. Act now and receive $50 off your duct cleaning.
Turn to the experts at Smitty's Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier Factory authorized dealer. Call 221-2600. Smitty's Heating and Cooling, the most trusted name in customer care.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Bob. Lynn's on assignment, 725. And she'll be back tomorrow. Yeah, a little sweetie. August the 20th, 69 degrees. We've been talking about fire and everything. We went over to a at Doug Lamoffa's running for Congress. We were invited to go to that, which we did, and by people from one of the businesses here in town, because Speaker of the House Boehner was there, and I wanted to see if see what he was like. And we got to have a photo taken with the Speaker of the House, and he came out and spoke. And two things he said: the fundraiser at LaMoffa's Ranch and farm out there was 450 people, but it had it was inside the barn there, and it was hot. It was hot. In fact, Speaker of the House John Boehner said twice during the speech, "You know, it's hot in here." Yes, it's hot in here. It's hot. It's damn hot. But we all knew that. So, you know, which kept all the speeches short. But one thing I want to talk about was, he goes after Obama. But then he talks about Paul Ryan Paul Ryan debating Biden, Joe Biden. He says, frankly, everybody he knows back in Congress, no matter what's happening that evening, is dropping everything just to go to the TVs to watch Paul Ryan debate Joe Biden. Which I kind of think it might be kind of amusing. But what I was really focusing on this one, besides all the people that were there, was the Secret Service. And I didn't even think about it, but as everybody knows probably, is that the Speaker of the House is third in line for president. So you've got Secret Service with John Boehner, because he's Speaker of the House. And here they come, there's like 12 of them. And they're all standing there, and some of them, and they were all
like sunglasses on. And
No, they didn't. Oh. Well, some did, most didn't. And in fact, you know, you see them there standing, they talk into the wrist. And I'm not sure, but I saw one talking, and this girl in a peach outfit walked in wearing cowboy boots and a low cut dress. And I'm not sure, but he went up and he started talking, and I saw all the heads move. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure if she was a threat or not. But I did see one of the other Secret Service officers go over there and stand beside her. And I'm not sure, but maybe she looked like a threat. I'm not trained in that, so I'm not sure. Anyway, it was.
I would think that the Secret Service would be squeaky clean right
now.
Oh,
you know what they are. Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story here. Okay, let's talk about.
they'd be really stepping tender.
I tell you what, there was, you know, some of them, you know, you look at them and you think, okay, these guys are really dedicated. They are really paying attention. Like I said, there's like 12 of them. There could have been less or more. But it was at least 12 of them. That's how many I counted. But as soon as they escort him up to the podium there, or the platform, it was just a stage erected there, about 2 feet off the ground or 3 feet off the ground. They take places on either side and in the doorways. And then as soon as he finishes, they come up, they're unobtrusive, but they are there and they are beside him. As people are going by, shaking hands, but they are there as they go out. I mean, it's.
So they clasp their hands in front so they can make a quick reach for their sidearm.
They kind of sit there, it's kind of like their hands go in front of them and they're looking. They're constantly. And I tell you what, there's some guys on there on that detail that you just look like you just don't want to mess with them.
Radiate that.
Oh, they radiate this. Oh, it's the thing is, if you hit them with a truck, you don't know if they feel it.
Hmm.
Okay, Newsweek magazine. I got a couple minutes here. Newsweek. You know, Newsweek has turned into a pretty liberal magazine. At one point, it was kind of pretty much middle of the road, but it really got liberal. And from what I understand, it's going to stop publishing. But their cover this week, "Hit the Road, Barack: Why We Need a New President."
Oh.
Written by Neil Ferguson, who's a British historian, but he said that Obama has broken promise, that every promise he's made, he's broken. We don't have infrastructure.
Oh, he wasn't liberal enough.
Well, the conservative Obama. Anyway, he's broken promise. The economy is still in deep trouble. Unemployment is still high. He just goes on and on. And none of these, the alternative energy, money spent with his buddies or with people, buddies in the White House, millions, hundreds of millions of dollars for naught. And he just says, it's not working. It's time for you to go. Half the population is not paying taxes. Half is. And half of each, 50% of every household in the United States has somebody getting a government benefit. You think about that. 50% of the households in the United States, one person in there is getting a government benefit of some kind or another. Now, you know, you can talk about, well, hey, you know, but you bought, you get, yeah, I do. I get a retirement from the government, from the Marine Corps.
Earned
I do.
A little sweat
but
and blood.
Yeah. But we're going to be talking about meth later on. I'm kind of thinking that's what we're people are talking about. Those SSI and how they just ruined Social Security to get out this money. Anyway, we'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks drifting lower in early trading on the heels of Wall Street's sixth straight weekly win. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow down 20 points. Kinder Morgan Energy Partners is selling off assets to privately held Tallgrass Energy Partners for $1.8 billion. The company divesting its Kinder Morgan Interstate Gas Transmission business, as well as its Trailblazer Pipeline Company. The move will help Kinder secure regulatory approval for its $23 billion purchase of rival El Paso. Walmart planning to bring back the holiday season layaway service a month earlier this year. The retailer announcing on its website it will now begin on September 16th. Shoppers will be charged a $15 fee up front for using layaway, but will receive a $15 Walmart gift card if payments are completed by December 14th. And pain at the pump making a return. Gas prices are up 5 cents from a week ago, according to AAA. The national average for a gallon of gasoline now at $3.72. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Dennis Neal.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No, you go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Nabat. Linda's on assignment. 7:35 in the morning, August the 20th, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And a lot of people in there. Angel and Phil and see Coach Bob went off
August
to work.
The 20th.
August the 20th. What happened?
Two-thirds of the month shot.
Okay, now, you also had other bad... Okay, wait, first of all, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, a great coffee, great prices. What can I say? You know, you name it, they've got it. And then if it's too hot today, because it is going up in the high 90s, is to get those icy drinks that they provide there. A great, great drinks they have from the TMB Cuties. And, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state right there, and they will meet or beat any prices for tobacco in town. They give discounts to veterans, or for veterans, and they have supported this community for 35 years, Joe and Shelley have. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Please go on down there and support our friends and get great service, great prices, and, gosh, just everything they do down there is top-notch. Okay, Bad Bob, you're saying we've got smoke. If you look at a satellite shot, we're everywhere?
Yeah, you can look at the so if you go to the National Weather Service and you look at the one-kilometer satellite shot, there's just smoke everywhere. The big show in town, of course, Ponderosa Fire. We mentioned this top of the hour, 15,000 acres, 5% containment, a lot of threat to structures. Other fires of note, the Chips Fire, 32% contained at 47,000 acres. Reading Fire. Up in last National Park, 51% containment. Looks like the problem there is, of course, winds that are going to be in, happening for the next couple of days.
Bob, do we have any type of weather front moving in here?
There is
the water. Any type of water coming in here?
No precipitation of any real note in sight. The fire managers are really hoping for something. The trouble is what we're getting this time of year is dry thunderstorms, lightning without a whole lot of water accompanying it.
And just that, what we need.
Yeah, that's very bad. Thunderstorms probably not an issue for the next couple of days. Winds are the big concern right now, fanning the existing fires.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Bad Bob. Throughout the show, we're going to be giving these updates like this. Okay. 2016, Obama's America. How many of you have heard about that? Of course, I doubt if anybody's seen it yet. However, because it's been on limited release, but it's more and more each week, they're extending it. It had a 293% jump in people looking at it and in sales. It was the 13th most watched movie over this past weekend, and it is in limited theaters. It's been making like $8,000 per theater. And the producer is a guy named Gerald Mullen, I believe, who did Schindler's List. But what it is what would life be if Obama stays in another 4 years? And the guy that put it together has traveled all over the world. He did it almost like Michael Moore. He said he learned a lot by watching Michael Moore documentaries. I guess it's all a documentary. And he's got everything. He's in Africa, he's in the United States, he's everything. He's gone everywhere and has put this together, this documentary. And it's called, again, 2016 Obama's America. If you've been watching, you know, some of the outlets you don't see any type of ads for it, but in others you do, you see lots of them. But it will be playing here August 24th, right here in Reading, at Movies 14. Now, I don't give a plug to movies, really, but August 24th, Movies 14, Obama, or 2016, Obama's America. It, you know, if you go to the website, you can kind of take a look at some of the parts of it just to see if it's something you might be interested in. But it obviously is getting a big, big jump in people watching this throughout the nation. And it is, and it's playing throughout the country. A lot of places right here in California. And like I said, it's going to be starting this Friday at the Cinema 14. I'll remind you about that again. Okay, what else, Bad Bob? We got the fires. We got all that in there. We talked about Newsweek.
Newsweek, yeah.
Newsweek. The other thing, too, is the...
kind of sad, though, to see, even though it had gone decidedly left, one of the long-running bastions of magazine-style reporting, in-depth reporting, dead, more dead-tree journalism, of course, but still... basically a staple of waiting rooms everywhere, going the way. And unfortunately, more and more of our news and content is in this very ephemeral digital form where it can be here and gone and forgotten, and you can't go look something up if it is decided that it needs to no longer exist, and that bothers me. I like hard copy.
Well, you know, it's kind of like the Record Searchlight. Record Searchlight has the they say they get, you know, so many thousand hits on their rating.com. I like holding the paper. We got the paper right here. I like holding the paper, looking at it. I like,
just tacky to haul a laptop into the bathroom.
We're going to take a break. This is Carl Bob, Free Fire Radio. Well, you know what? You know, I mean, just come on, Bob. We want to start talking about your bathroom habits here. And the fact is that having a paper around is, you know, people go, oh, yeah, I need it for my kitty litter box, or I need it for my bird cage and all that. But you know what? Having a paper you can hold and read and look at is good. And a city needs a newspaper. It needs a newspaper. It doesn't need Trons. Trons are nice, but it needs a newspaper. It needs local radio. It needs community radio. It needs theater. It needs all these things that make it a community. And a paper, and a Record Searchlight is just a big part of that. We'll take a break here. Call on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
At Platinum Auto Glass, we have all your glass needs covered. Whether it's a simple rock chip repair or a windshield replacement, Platinum Auto Glass can take care of you. Locally owned and operated with full mobile service available. If it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. We're so sure of our service and quality that we'll match or beat any competitor pricing. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Welcome back to
I'm
Free
here.
Fire Radio. So bad, Bob. You know, you're just 25 years in the business. Can't turn the buttons. Come on. Carl Lindebot, Lindes on assignment, 7:45. It's a Monday. Okay, give Bob a break this morning. He's been worrying about the fires. He was just reading out loud to me because he knows I like it. It, you know, it soothes me.
Well, I was looking up this movie, and the guy made a very liberal commentator makes a good point.
We're talking about the 2016 Obama's America. What's he say? What's a liberal? And he's a liberal?
Yeah, well, this is out of CBS New York. Now, could you think of a more liberal media outlet that possibly than CBS New York?
Let me think. You mean mainstream media?
Yeah.
MSNBC?
Possibly.
Except that's not really mainstream anymore.
Here's a quote out of the a reviewer. To watch this movie and realize, or simply be reminded of, all that is unknown about President Obama is of concern. Much of the information has been ignored by the American media totally. When appropriately reminded as to what is still unknown about Obama to date, one has to ask, how can any logical person give a damn about Romney's taxes while not asking any questions about our current president's past?
Well, you know, here's the thing is, and my friends out there, when you're out there, just give us a call here at 530-605-4567, 605-4567, and tell me, what do you want to know about President Obama? What is the question you would ask President, if you knew President Obama would answer you? Okay? Call in, tell us what the question you would ask him, just to get that answer. Okay? In other words, gosh, President Obama, where did you go to school? And how did you get into school? Is that a question you'd ask President Obama? Would you ask him about what is your economic plans for the next 4 years? That would be a really good one. I don't think he can answer that one. But if you had a choice and you could ask him 605-4567, what question would you ask him? Or come on in our chat room, and ask, what question would you ask President Obama? Okay, we were talking about the record searchlight a little bit earlier, and you think, okay, and you start seeing comments down there in the blogs, like, they were talking about business here, and there's the Dave Benda thing, you know, because Stillwater, the guys that have been marketing Stillwater, have been marketing for 5 years, and now their contract is up again, and it's going to be in the city council, and in fact, it was an editorial in there, too, but they said, you know, that, gosh, these guys that are marketing Stillwater, they're good guys, and they work on commission, blah, 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 blah. But they haven't sold anything in 5 years. They have not sold one piece of an inch, not an inch of property out there at Stillwater. And in fact, it would still be grazing with Glenn Haw's cattle, except somebody put in a lower bid, which of course, the board of supervisors ignored until somebody, you know, screamed. I think it might have been a record searchlight, until people screamed about it, and then Glenn Haw's pulled out. So I didn't know it was going to be lower. Anyway, of course. But then you start seeing the comments. And they started talking about Shasta Startup, one of our shows that we have on Friday. And, yeah, and, of course, they're talking about Kent Daggs. Kent Daggs was, and some of those were talking about the paper, and they're talking about anonymous comments, especially one about something, I guess there's one commenter that his handle there is called Reading Sucks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You were in there for that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kent was,
he went off on
you
it,
were
right?
In rare form, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what, and Kent,
like, and I can't blame him.
Well, here's what Kent believes, is that these guys call, you know, it's Reading Sucks. And then, they write their comments about it, and I was listening, but he said it was essentially is that these people that are anonymous doing this, he says, if you don't like it, then why are you here? You know, what are you doing to make things better? And anyway, but people were commenting on it in the Reading, which means they were listening to the show, which means they listened to the station, which I appreciate that. And we try to have everybody's outlook on things here, and we're more than happy to listen to it. You know, you can call in and say, well, Ken, what about this and this and this? And then give Dag a chance to, you know, mano a mano to talk to you or her and just say, this is, you know, if you believe this, and then I believe this. But have that civil dialogue. That's what we were talking about, civil dialogue.
The comment sections, I hate to say, you know, I'm a trained journalist. The comment sections, I think, have become a cheap way to put words on the web page without having to pay a reporter. You know, to do actual journalism. The journalism field in general has gotten lazy. There is no investigative journalism unless it is to fulfill a political agenda. the truth doesn't really apply unless it happens to be your particular version of the truth. And that's always been the case. I mean, all the way back to the Hearst newspapers.
Well, now,
they
started the Spanish-American War. Hearst did. He says, I'm going to start a war. And he did. Of course, the fact that Teddy Roosevelt was in the administration helping like crazy to start a war, and they had so many others, and they were called jingoist, which is, you know, as a term of wanting, you know, of these people wanting to start a war, that, you know, that they were called jingoist. And they were proud of that. They were proud of that term. I'm a jingoist. Yeah. And it was mainly the Northeastern publications and the rich industrialist. Let's have a war. We need to take Cuba.
A splendid little war.
A splendid little war. Yeah, but I tell you what, Roosevelt might have changed his mind a little bit when he was going up San Juan Hill. By the way, Teddy Roosevelt was a true hero during that war. A true hero. And it was actually recommended for the Medal of Honor. And it was shot down by the then Secretary of Defense, who didn't like Roosevelt, so he just didn't let it happen.
But I think that we had this golden age of journalism, of honest investigative reporting, getting your teeth into a story.
When was that? When was that?
I think through the Edward R. Murrow years and in that era.
Are you going to tell me, what's his name?
They were
Walter Cronkite?
I don't think they were perfect, but I do think that they did have a motivation to tell a good, solid story. I'm talking about the, you know, Severide, Morrow, people like that. And I know a former journalist who was basically picked by Morrow, who yes, there was an agenda, but it was tempered with a sense of integrity about getting a good story out.
There was probably a time, but you know, when we talk about, oh, look at the journalism today, you just have to, I mean, you can go any time in history and you can see this type of journalism. It just sucks. It has nothing to do with reality. It has to do with what the reporters feel or what the paper feels. Look at the New York Times. It used to be one of the top rated papers ever. Of course, that was the one that I think that Hearst had. Wasn't he? He had the New York Times.
Yeah.
Okay, in which started the wars. But
then, of course, the Chronicle.
But the New York Times has just been reduced to a shadow of its former self. The great lady is now like a very old, decrepit crone. And it used to be the one that, you know, it used to be the epitome of news, but no longer.
Yeah, well, now we have Insta News, just add controversy, you know, so.
Okay, we've got to take a break. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. It's 7:52 in the morning. We're going to come back. We want to finish up with this. And we have our guest here that we're going to be starting our series here on methamphetamines. And today we're going to be talking about from CINTAF and the district attorney's office on the criminal side of it and the impact it's having here on the county. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530 605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Reef Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and Abad. Linda's on assignment today, 7:55 in the morning. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And it's going to be hot today, and it's going to be smoky because there's fires. And when that is hot and smoky, who do you want to call? Alliance Heating and Air. That's right. Give them a call at 221-2642. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They will make sure that your house is cool and comfortable. They will clean your filters. They will make sure your system's working. You need somebody if it's not working now because it's just going to get hotter and it's going to get smokier around here. So you need somebody you can trust. And Alliance Heating and Air believe in that old-fashioned value of quality. Again, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Go to their website, homecomfort.org, or call them at 221-2642. We are happy to have Alliance with us. Okay, Bad Bob, questions. I was talking about, we need questions, from our chat pack, and I just got a whole list of them. Things like this, if you were going to ask Obama, why haven't you released more tankers into the area out here, air tankers, to squirt stuff on the fires? And it was, why doesn't Obama release the firefighting planes? Or does he really want these fires? Okay, does he want these fires to burn? Okay, now this is tied into, of course, Agenda 21, is that if you burn the rural people out, they're going to have to move them into the cities along the corridors, which, of course, is Agenda 21, is you put everybody into cities and stack them on each other so it looks like Blade Runner in a few years. Are they just letting the fires burn so you burn these people out so the people it becomes dangerous out there. Plus you keep adding on the fire tax every year, the one that starts out at $150 per structure you have on your livable structure. And yeah. Then does that, is that the reason? And I hadn't thought of it like that because I don't think like that, but I can understand what you're saying about. Okay, here's the next one. Mm-hmm. Did you ever enter school? As a foreign exchange student, Mr. Obama, did you apply to your first college as a foreign exchange student? Huh, that's good. And did he? I mean, how come his? You know, we're looking for Romney's taxes for the last 453 years. Anyway, we need to see taxes, but we also would like to know is if something from 29, 30 years ago, why is President Obama's school record so sealed, and why has he spent so much money?
Yes, and a caller called in. He's on a cell phone, so he was too choppy to put on the air. But the gist of it was about Obama's passport to Pakistan at a time when you weren't supposed to be going there in the first place. How did that work out?
And then here's one here. I would ask Barack Obama how he got into Harvard. Where did the money come from? Or was he allowed in as a foreign exchange student? That's an interesting point. Was he a foreign exchange student? If that's the case, he was. But then didn't President Obama just say he had just finished paying off his student loans a few years ago? I mean, that would have been, he just said a few years ago, and he's been president for three. So that means he's had student loans out for 30 years, and he's been making a couple million dollars a year. So
yeah, well, how's that?
I mean, why would it take?
Must spend some loans.
Well, you know what? You go to Harvard, it's not cheap. How did he get his? Okay. How did he get his Social Security number? When did he live in Connecticut? People are saying he's got his Social Security numbers are from Connecticut. What is his Social Security number? And can you use it? I mean, does everybody know what his Social Security number is? Do you know what it is? We got a minute left. I don't know what it is. So, but they're saying
I wonder if he's got LifeLock.
I don't know. I mean, I wonder if he ever gets hacked. Does President Obama ever get hacked? Because we all know who he is, and we know when he was born and all this stuff about him. We know about his family. I know you were born in Hawaii or Florida or someplace. Okay. Is it because the date stamp is forged? Okay. You kind of open up the door to all these. There are a lot of questions out there, obviously, from people. But the main thing we have to focus on with our last 20 seconds here before we get into our next class.
Sheriff Vasenko is going to be calling back after the top of the hour news. Give us an update.
Super. He did hear us. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
He saved the Olympics and he made our country proud.
Mitt Romney's running mate praising the Republican.
I'm proud to stand with a man who from experience knows that if you have a small business, you did build that.
Romney and Paul Ryan rallying together right now in New Hampshire, claiming President Obama robbed Medicare to pay for health care reform.
Accusing Republicans of hypocrisy and misrepresenting the truth, arguing that the Obama plan would actually strengthen Medicare and what Mr. Romney and Ryan proposed would ultimately end it as we know it.
That's Fox's Carl Cameron with the Democratic response. Now, as Romney and Ryan rally in New Hampshire, Republicans are getting ready in Tampa for next week's convention. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has this live.
Dave, the GOP's platform committee starts their work today, where they will debate and vote on policy issues. And while Mitt Romney has the most delegates pledged for him, a good number are believed to actually be Ron Paul supporters and may call to dismantle the Federal Reserve or repeal the Patriot Act. Democrats have already held their platform meetings and have adopted one noteworthy policy. They've agreed to endorse same-sex marriage, Dave.
Evan, it's burning out of control. A Northern California wildfire that has torched 7 homes and forced thousands to evacuate.
I was on the road, and there was flames on the road on either sides, and I looked up, and everything was black, and I just drove through it.
Now, flames are also still threatening a town in Idaho, while in central Washington, a wildfire that has burned down dozens of homes is now half contained. He once said he was an intense movie director because...
I'm terrified of failure.
Tony Scott, dead at age 68, a suicide. Police say Scott, who made Top Gun and Crimson Tide and a slew of other action movies, jumped off a bridge in Los Angeles, leaving behind a note. A woman trying to swim from Cuba to Florida said to be doing well despite encountering storms and jellyfish. Diana Nyad, it's her third attempt to swim without a shark cage 103 miles. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get help?
Alzheimer's.gov, a reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
Alzheimer's.gov. The answers start here.
What a Republican congressman did last summer, he's apologizing for now. Part of an overseas trip involving other Republicans in Congress. Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor live in Washington.
In August of last year, more than 24 first-term Republican Congress members toured Israel, their expenses paid by a pro-Israel organization. One night after a late dinner, some of the members went for a swim in the Sea of Galilee. Some said they did it because of the sea's religious significance. Some acknowledged they'd had some alcohol. Most kept their clothes on, but Kansas Congressman Kevin Yoder splashed into the water nude. Now that the website Politico has made the incident public, Yoder says he regrets his momentary lapse in judgment. Politico says the FBI investigated the swimming party but found no wrongdoing.
Now, Steve, there are 3 recalls today, 2 on the road, the other in the fridge. First, GM is recalling about 250,000 SUVs because fluid could disable power locks and windows, even cause a fire. In the model year 2006 and 07, Chevys, Buicks, GMCs, Isuzus, and Saabs. Suzuki also calling back Ferenz and Reno vehicles for dashboard wiring problems that could cause headlights to fail. Now the other recall.
Salinas, California-based Tanimura Mantle recalling Field Fresh wrapped single head romaine. The recall based on random testing by the Canadian Food Inspection Agency. The company says some 2,100 cases of romaine lettuce were possibly affected and would have been at retail stores starting August 2nd and may have had a best buy date of August 19th. So far, there have been no reported illnesses associated with the lettuce. Jeff Manosso, Fox News Radio.
We're getting word out of Augusta National Golf Club that for the first time in its 80-year history, the home to the Masters Golf Tournament will allow female members, inviting Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and South Carolina financier Darla Moore to become the first women. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:05 in the morning, August the 20th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, a little chat room. We have Sheriff Tom Basenko call just right before we took our break. He's going to call back as soon as we in the next couple of minutes so we get an update on all the fires. But first, let's go to Chris Lasondek with our Wells Fargo advisors.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into a new trading week, and the markets are modestly lower. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 22 points at 13,252. The S&P 500 down just about 4 points at 1,414, while the NASDAQ Composite's down 11 points at 3,065. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 147 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems down 18 cents at 1887, Intel's off 7 cents at 2624, Apple up 11.34 at 659.41, and Microsoft down 23 cents at $30.66. The local interest Safeway up 12 cents at 15.95, North Valley Bank up a dime at 13.65, and Harley Davidson down 28 cents at $42 even. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.8%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.29. Oil's down 76 cents a barrel at $95.25. And precious metals are little changed, with gold up 42 cents at $1,616 even, while silver is up 11 cents at $28.14 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondek at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thank you so much, Chris. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. And we are, if you've got something you need to know about Wall Street or stocks and bonds and investments, head on down to Park Marina Drive to our Wells Fargo Advisors. Thanks so much, Chris and Susan and Kathy and Josh. Okay, we're getting ready to go to Sheriff Basenko.
Yeah, hello, Tom.
Hey, Sheriff, what's the latest update on our fires?
Well, they're still burning. There's a very minimal amount of containment. The evacuation orders that have been issued over the last few days are still in place. And basically that would include Highway 44 from about Viola down to almost Shingletown and the side roads along that, which includes Deer Flat, Long Hay Flat Road, Rock Creek Road, Hidden Meadows, Starlight Pines area. Those are all residential areas.
Wow, that sounds like it's a nothing's. It's all about the. It's the same. The fire is going like crazy. Are we still evacuating a lot of people, Sheriff?
Right now, we don't have active evacuations going. We did some more yesterday during the day and the afternoon, and then Cal Fire crews were making a stand along Long Hay Flat Road, which is almost to Viola, and to keep the fire from crossing Highway 44. And I haven't got an update yet this morning because they're still in some briefings on the.
Hello? Hello.
I'm still here.
Okay, you just kind of sound like you're going out of signal.
Fish tank.
Has there been any structures burnt up in that area, Sheriff?
Yes, there has been. Camp Lotiez, which is on the Shasta County side of Manton, had structure loss in there. I'm aware of two bridges along, I think it was Rock Creek Road, on county roadways. Those were lost. They were still timber-style bridges, and those have been lost in addition to a few others. I think as of yesterday, there was about 23 total structures, including the Tehama County side, and last report I had is about 12 structures on the Shasta County side.
Okay, Sheriff. Sheriff Thomas Finkel giving us an update. Is there anything we need to tell the listening public?
When you get the announcements to evacuate, it would be appreciative. Of course, drive carefully. We appreciate it if people don't come up into the area just to be looking around to see what's going on, because it does cause traffic problems, and there are road closures with CHP staffing those from about Shingletown to Viola.
Okay, Sheriff, thank you so much for your update. We appreciate it so much.
By the way, Carl, we do have a number that people can call for with CAL FIRE. 225-2510 is the fire information hotline.
Okay. And Terry, thanks for letting us get an open line there. If you want to call back, we'll get your announcements in too. But we'll be right back after these messages. We have, Les James heads up CENTAF right here in our area. And of course, Ben Hanna he's one of the senior deputy district attorneys. We're going to be talking meth and the impact it has on our county and our law enforcement. We'll be right back.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Save the date. Monday, September 10th. Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Health Fair is on September 10th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event, including school-aged children. Vendors will be located in the event center in the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier life, and much more. All ages welcome. Blood source on site, blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, hearing, vision, and dental. For details on this free event, log on to WindRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook. Contact Trish Stofers at 530-226-1734 or Jasmine Romero at 530-339-7462. Better yet, head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Casino on September 10th and check out yet another great health fair this year. Presented to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we know how hard-earned your money is, and we believe the reputation of the companies you do business with is important. At Timberline, we install the Carrier heating and cooling line of home comfort equipment. When you choose a Carrier system from Timberline Heating and Air, you're choosing the brand that invented the first modern air conditioning system way back in 1902 and has led the industry ever since. Reduce your energy costs and increase efficiency with the installation of a new Carrier heating and cooling system. Right now, if your home qualifies, you could receive up to $9,000 in rebates with Redding Electric Utilities' new home performance program. Plus, utility rebates are available up to $1,550, and Carrier provides a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. From installation to maintenance to repair, call Timberline Heating and Air, including cleaning your entire heating and cooling system with our large truck-mounted commercial duct cleaning unit. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey, let's go right to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Carl, how are you, buddy?
Hey, we're just trying to get all these fire updates. We're getting ready to start our meth series here. What you got going?
Anyway, tonight at the Reading Tea Party at 2570 Bonneview Road at Destiny Fellowship Church, at 6 o'clock we have Larry Greenfield speaking. Larry got his political science degree at UC Berkeley in 3 years and graduated as class speaker. He's got a law degree from the Georgetown Law Center in Washington, D.C., and he worked on the arrest warrant for the PLO chief, Yasser Arafat. The guy's an interesting fella. He worked in naval intelligence for quite some time, and now he is serving as the executive director for the Reagan Legacy Foundation and also as the national security and foreign policy advisor to Elizabeth Emken, who is running against Feinstein, and basically at this point I believe is only 10 points behind.
Whoa, okay. Well, so that sounds like an interesting person.
Ex-military guy is going to talk to us about a lot of different things going on with foreign policy. He's an expert. He's been on radio. He's been on television, and we're pretty excited about having him tonight. And just want to encourage people to come out as we go on future days here. We're going to have a lot of debates and things, and we've got a lot
absolutely.
Of people. I mean, we might have Feinstein and Emken debating on the 27th. We're not sure yet, but we're looking
to that'd be good. Okay. Okay, Terry, thanks a lot. And that's going to be at 6 p.m. tonight. Where?
At Destiny Fellowship Church on Bonneview Road. And thanks a lot, Carl.
You bet, Terry. Thank you for what you do. Okay. House cleaning's up. Got all these announcements out. Now let's go. No.
Do you want to get the weather quick?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to talk. I want to get started on this. We can talk weather in a few minutes. Everybody knows it's hot. We've got Les James, who is the CINTAF Task Force Commander. It's the Shasta, Shasta International or
Interagency.
Interagency Narcotics Task Force. Thank you. And Ben Hanna, who is a Senior Deputy District Attorney with our Shasta County District Attorney's Office. Let's start with Les. Les, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Okay, CINTAF and your narcotics task force is, there's been money taken out of that, right?
Oh, correct. It's called the Burns Justice Assistance Grant, and we used to get $261,000, and over the last 3 years, it's dropped 44%.
Okay, now what exactly does CINTAF do for us up here?
We investigate narcotic-related crimes throughout the county, whether it's sales, meth labs, anything like that.
Okay. And that's, of course, why we're here. The next couple of days, we're going to be talking meth. So let's just concentrate on that one. Methamphetamines, still a big problem.
Yes, sir, they are.
How big?
It's the number one abused drug in the county, in California, and predominantly throughout the nation.
Okay. Why meth?
It's relatively available everywhere. It's easily get a hold of. And people like it because it has a long-lasting effect. They like the high that they get, and it's relatively cheap.
Okay, so meth, crank,
crystal, ice, it's all the same.
Okay, when you say it used to be that, and from what I've listened to from other people who have come in and talked about it in passing, was it used to have you needed like a big area to make meth, but that's changed.
Yeah, that's not correct. You do still have the super labs, which requires a large area, but you do have these smaller tweaker labs, you could call them, where you can do it in a bathroom. You don't need a lot of space.
Okay, in a bathroom. I actually even heard that somebody did it they do it in soda pop bottles. Is that possible?
Correct. That's what occurred on Orange Avenue in Reading back, I believe it was April or May. They were attempting to, it's called the one-pot method, and basically all the ingredients go into a two-liter soda bottle, and you're essentially holding what could be a bomb. If it goes wrong, it could end tragically like that one did.
It could be a bomb, so it could explode then.
It's not so much an explosion, it's more of a fire, but it's an intense fire, and it creates a lot of damage.
Chemical reaction then.
Correct.
Okay. When you see people that's on meth, what do you see? I mean, how can you tell that somebody's on meth?
Well, usually they're, you could almost say, hyperactive. They can't stand still. A lot of times they're grinding their teeth. Exaggerated movements and motions, rapid speech, sweating, stuff like that.
So all the officers that are out there on the streets know. When they talk about a tweaker, they know that's what they're looking for.
It's pretty apparent. It's pretty obvious.
Destroys the body.
Yes, sir, it does.
I've seen photos. You know, the famous photos of the blonde Yeah, the 20-year-old that's just really a beautiful girl, and then what, 15 years later?
Yeah, it really makes a difference. You can get online. There's a lot of those different where it shows them, you know, over 5 years or 10 years, and you can see the dramatic effects that meth has had on their bodies. It's pretty dramatic.
What percentage, and if you can, what percentage of the people, you know, the crimes that are being conducted here in Redding and Shasta County, is a result of meth or byproducts of meth?
I don't know that I could put a percentage of it, but you got to keep in mind, if there's a high population that are addicted to meth, then they're going to have to be out stealing to supply their habit. I mean, there's no way to maintain a job if you're addicted to meth just because of those physiological symptoms that we talked about. So you can't hold a job, so you're going to have to steal or find some other way, whether that's going out and stealing from the public or stealing from family, but you're going to have to do something to support that habit.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. Our guest are Les James, who heads up CINTAF. Also, he's a sergeant in the Redding Police Department. And we'll come back. We're going to talk to Ben Hanna, who is a senior deputy DA here in Shasta County. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, 820, August the 20th. It is 71 degrees out there, and we're going to come back. We'll be talking that, and we'll be talking meth.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
A Papa Bear, what are you making?
I'm building a rocket ship.
You're building a rocket ship?
Yeah. To get in touch with my inner bear, I've got to go to outer space.
Couldn't you just find your inner bear here on Earth?
Earth? Sugar Bear. I'm searching for something that no man has ever truly found before. So I gotta go where no man has ever gone before. I've gotta take that one big step for mankind and a Bigfoot chicken fried steak leap for the bear that growls in my soul.
Hate to break it to you, but that's your stomach, Bob, not your soul.
Yeah, I guess that could be true.
Come on, let's head over to Black Bear Diner and get a Bob's Big Bear Burger. It'll fill up your stomach and your mouth and stop all that noise you're making.
Oh, Bruce, you sure know how to make a bear happy.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Imagine targeting those problem body areas, one by one by one. A focused attack on fat and cellulite, with no pain, surgery, or downtime. The weapon in this war on fat, cold laser light. Pure and simple. Your ally in this war, Redding Body Genesis. Medically directed, FDA approved. Redding Body Genesis 356-2590. Man, made better.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:24 in the morning. Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment. Bad Bob, 71 degrees, and it's going to get hotter.
Absolutely. We're looking for a high of 102 today, mid-60s tonight. Tomorrow, a little bit of a break, looking at a high only of 96. It's all relative. And right now in Reading, as you said, 71 degrees. And the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards is on this side of the fire and is safe. Head on up there and get a, you know, tomorrow and have lunch and pizza on Thursdays. And, of course, music, great music, and dining on Fridays and Saturdays, 474-5546. Our guests today are Les James, who is a sergeant in the Reading Police Department, but also heads up the CINTAF task force here, and Ben Hanna, who is a senior deputy, a senior deputy district attorney right here in Shasta County. Ben, you're seeing a lot of meth.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. I mean, we were talking during the break about percentages, and I know it's hard. I'm not going to hold people to percentages. But when they come in through the district attorney's office, large percentage of your crimes associated with meth?
Well, from our perspective, we get the reports that law enforcement files, and they submit them to our office for criminal charges. And one of my more recent assignments, I had the opportunity to be the person that reviews almost all the reports in the county to file charges, the felony reports. And I would say a significant majority, I couldn't give percentage, but a significant majority, more than half, had some connection, I would say, to methamphetamine. In other words, you may have somebody who's not arrested for possession of methamphetamine. They've been may have been arrested for theft from a store or burglary or something like that, but they're either under the influence of methamphetamine. They may talk to the officer and explain to him or her that they're using methamphetamine and are stealing or doing something else to support their habit. They may have methamphetamine on their person. They may have a pipe or a needle or something that indicates to us that they are ingesting methamphetamine. So I think that it's a huge problem in our community, and just the fact that it encompasses so many crimes, violent crimes, property crimes, sometimes sex crimes, it's a huge impact on our community and on our criminal justice system.
Okay, so somebody comes in and they've been arrested for burglary, but they've got meth in their system and all this. What do we do with them? Are they part of our realignment problem, that they just, because it was a non-violent crime, that they just are turned loose?
Well, part of the realignment process is that drug-related crimes that used to be eligible to go to state prison, there are very few drug crimes now that are qualifying for state prison. So if you possess methamphetamine, if you're transporting or selling methamphetamine or possessing methamphetamine for sale, generally speaking, you can no longer go to prison under the realignment plan unless you have other certain crimes.
If I bring in methamphetamine from Southern California up here and I'm selling it and I get busted by Les and his gang and I come in front of you, I'm going to stay in the county jail.
Generally speaking, unless you have some other offense in your history, a strike offense or a sex offense, we have situations in which people are transporting through Shasta County on I-5 pounds and pounds, 10, 15, 20 pounds of methamphetamine, and they're not eligible to go to state prison.
So we've got some drug runner that comes through here, Les. Y'all pop him with 25 pounds of meth, and he becomes our guest. For how long would something like that have? If you had like 20 pounds of meth.
Well, it's interesting to say because back before realignment, we had these enhancements that if you have a certain amount of weight of methamphetamine, you get tagged with additional time in prison. And so if you have enough, it's by the kilogram, and if you have enough kilograms or pounds of drugs, you can serve up to 15 or 20 years in state prison under the old system. Now, the penalties are still the same, 15, 17, 20 years. But technically, you're supposed to be serving that here in the Shasta County Jail locally under the realignment.
And so I know that there's one jail down in Southern California that's got some person in there because of enhancements that was sentenced to 20 years.
Right.
But here we're looking, I mean, the chances of going to jail in Shasta County for 20 years is probably low.
Probably pretty low. I mean, the jail. I know our jail does their best to try to hold people as long as they can, but they have limitations on their staffing, on their capacity, and there's a constant influx of people coming in. We've had some improvements over the last few weeks as we have additional space in our local jail here in Reading, but it's going to continue to be a problem.
I know the Board of Supervisors were supposed to vote. Maybe it'll be tomorrow. I'm not sure if they voted last week or if it's tomorrow on being able to move some of our long-term visitors into other jails in other counties here, which would give us a little more room.
Right, and I think the hope is that that would sort of reduce some of the space issues and crowding that we have in our jail right now.
Ben, do you think that are people scared anymore on the street about being picked up?
I wouldn't.
And I'm going to come back to you and ask you that too, Les. I've got the guys that arrest them and the guys that have to put them away. And this is a good. Are they afraid?
I think we're definitely seeing an attitude sometimes of people that they realize they, you know, a lot of times criminals are more savvy about the law than your average citizen because they know it. They get in and out of the system every day.
They know each other.
And they know each other, and they make it their business to know the law, and they make it their business to know what's going to get them in more trouble or less trouble. So I think that we have a lot of people. We've had a very big problems in the last several months to a year of people failing to appear in court because they realize I don't appear in court. The judge is going to issue a warrant for my arrest. I may be picked up on that warrant, but I'm going to get turned loose by the jail. So
anyway,
we may have people that have 7, 8, 9, 10 open felony cases because they are constantly committing a crime, getting arrested, released.
FTA
is a felony, but it's not a felony that can send you to state prison under realignment.
No, of course not. Wow. You know, I wish you could see Sergeant James' face right now. He's looking straight ahead, and he's just kind of like, you know, shaking his head. But I know this must be frustrating to both sides here. We got to take a break here, and we got, 30 seconds. Okay, I want to come back, and I want to talk about when we're talking about methamphetamines, the impact it has on families that you see, Sergeant James, you know, because you're picking up the parents, obviously. And it's once it's in the family, it affects everybody in the family. And then what you're seeing, too, then. From the district attorney's side of view is that here you've got parents coming through here, obviously, that have got drug problems, theft problems, all types of violence in their background because of methamphetamine. So what you're seeing, too. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Mitt Romney with running mate Paul Ryan campaigning together in Manchester, New Hampshire. Congressman Ryan on the Republicans' plans for Medicare.
Medicare should not be a piggy bank for Obamacare. It should be a guaranteed promise that our seniors can count on. And in order to save this program for those who are already retired and people who are about to retire, you have to reform it for my generation. Because, by the way, it won't be there for us when we retire.
The White House says it's not cutting Medicare. It's finding and eliminating wasteful spending in the system. The first two women ever accepted at Augusta National Golf Club in Georgia, home of the Masters, former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and South Carolina businesswoman and philanthropist Darla Moore. They've accepted their invitations to wear the club's traditional green jackets for its new season in October. Fox News. We report, you decide.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
We are speaking with Mr. Edgar Lumpf, universally recognized as the world's most timid man, winner of the Nobel Prize for Cowardice. Mr. Lumpf.
What's that?
That's a microphone, sir.
I don't want to touch it. I'm afraid of electricity.
I'll hold it for you.
Not too close.
Mr. Lumpf, as the world's most timid man, when is the last time you were out of your house?
Last month, for my regular dental checkup.
Mr. Lumpf, I find that hard to believe. Of the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist, you have to be number one.
But Dr. William Farrell is my dentist. He offers a dentistry, so I don't really know what he does. I'm afraid to ask, but look at these.
Mr. Lumpf, you have a charming, gleaming smile.
All thanks to Dr. William Farrell and his wonderful staff.
And as winner of the Cowardice Award, you have a lot more to smile about.
I haven't picked it up yet. I'm afraid of flying and Norwegians.
Take it from Mr. Lumpf, the world's most timid man. You don't have to conquer your fear of dentistry. Dr. William Farrell will do that for you. Visit PaloCedroDentistry.com or call 547-5757.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I'm KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. 8:35 in the morning, August the 20th. 72 degrees out there. 530-605-4567 is our phone lines, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com in our chat room. I'll get into our chat room back here in a couple minutes. Our guest, our Sergeant Les James, who heads up the SINTAF, which is the Shasta Interagency Narcotics Task Force, and Ben Hanna, who is one of our Shasta County Senior Deputy District Attorneys, and we're talking methamphetamines. Okay, Sergeant James, we talked about the impact that you're seeing on meth. I mean, you all, as part of the Interagency Task Force, when you are arresting people or you're finding homes like this, and you talk about a severe impact, because this goes across all levels and all ethnic groups and all sexes. Is that correct?
That's correct. Meth is one of the few drugs where right now you have as many females using it as you do males, whereas other substances like cocaine or heroin, it's the opposite. It's 2-to-1 ratio of males using it or abusing it than females.
Okay, and so this has a huge impact then on the families.
The families, absolutely. And that's one of our biggest concerns, and that's why they implemented the Drug Endangered Children program. So when we go into these houses and we find children where sales are occurring, or, heaven forbid, a meth lab or something like that, we institute that protocol. We get a hold of Child Family Services. We have two social workers assigned to us, Gail Mitchell and David Hendrick, and they're familiar with what we do and how we do it, and they come out and we work in concert to place these children and get them out of these environments.
Okay. Are there as many, I asked during the break, do we see a lot of labs cooking meth around here?
No, there haven't been. Labs are on a decline statewide. Most of the meth is being manufactured in Mexico right now.
Okay, and then brought into our county. Now, one of the things that, Ben, that you were talking about was there was a law enacted that has helped curtail the meth labs here.
Yeah, several years ago, I've been doing these kind of drug cases for close to 8, 9, 10 years, and as Les mentioned, we don't see nearly as many labs anymore as we did several years ago. And I think that part of that has to do with the fact that, as everybody knows, when you go to a pharmacy and you want to buy some cold medication that contains pseudoephedrine, you got to get it behind the pharmacy counter. You got to sign your name. You got to show identification. And that's because pseudoephedrine is one of the main active ingredients in manufacturing methamphetamine. So the fact that that is no longer available to get so easily and get many boxes or many doses of that as you used to, I think has really had a dramatic impact in curtailing the manufacturing that's going on within the state of California. It was modeled, I think, after a similar law that they passed in Oregon several years ago, too.
And I think, Sergeant James, Les, you were talking about Oregonian in 2004 or something.
Yeah, there was an article in the Oregonian in 2004 where they discussed that there's only 9 manufacturing plants for ephedrine or pseudoephedrine in the world. So if you could limit or get them on board with limiting the amount of this pseudoephedrine or ephedrine that's being sold, that's the ingredient in meth. If you can eliminate that, then it's not going to be manufactured. You can't make it.
Okay, but they've obviously not been able to do that, at least in the country of Mexico. Is that correct?
Well, it's still going into Mexico. That's one of the few places. The DEA monitors pseudoephedrine and ephedrine that's going into the United States and Mexico. However, the problem is then you just go through Canada, which has happened in the past, or you go through some other country that's not being monitored, and then you bring it into Mexico, manufacture it, and then bring it across the border.
How many tons of pardon me if I don't want to put you on the spot here, but how many tons of meth do you think comes into California? I mean, do you have any idea?
I don't have an exact number. I couldn't tell you how many tons. It's large. It's a lot. I know that there was one seizure several months ago in Mexico that was, I believe, approximately 15 tons of meth was seized. So
15 tons of meth,
correct.
Yeah. And we don't have specifically statistics bent here on the number of, I know we said there was a lot of how many crimes are related to meth. But something you saw, Sergeant James, was that in Sacramento, it was like 40% of their crimes had meth tied to it in some way.
Correct. And there have been several studies. I don't have anything for Shasta, but I know in Orange County, they said that 60% of their new probation filings were meth-related. And I think 2003, Butte County had the same number. 60% of their new probation filings were somehow related to meth.
Okay. And, Ben, I know that, you know, when I said, do you ever want the impact it has on families, that you all want to end this problem.
Absolutely. And we're not, locking people up and throwing away the keys is not necessarily the only answer. We want to make sure that we have tough sanctions for people who use drugs, people who abuse drugs. But I think there's a treatment component that's important, because if we can spend the money and the resources to get a mother or a father or any other family member clean and sober and free from methamphetamine, they can rebuild their family. They can have all kinds of benefits from that. And it ends up not costing society as much as it would to be just incarcerate somebody and have to do something with those children. So the end result is to lessen the impact not only on the person who's abusing methamphetamine, but on the community at large. A person who's clean and sober is not going to be stealing. They're not going to be committing other crimes, and it's going to benefit us all.
You know, that's absolutely a great point. And when we come back, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about realignment and the impact that's had on us as far as fighting the crimes and kind of trying to get this under control. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, this is Trish Clark from the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson, inviting you to join us for a prime rib dinner prepared by the Anderson Rotary on September 8th, 6 p.m. at Fusaro Hall at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Music and entertainment will be provided by Shasta County's own Chris McCandless. Great raffle, gifts, fun, and dancing. Event is being held as a fundraiser for new floors at the Frontier Senior Center. Call 365-3254 for tickets. Hope to see you there.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services, and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
At Platinum Auto Glass, if it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. That's right, certified technicians specializing in every aspect of window repair and replacement. Whether it's in the shop or at your location with our mobile service. The best part is, all of our work is guaranteed and we'll even help you pay your deductible. A chipped, cracked, or leaky window can be unsafe and possibly get you a ticket as well. Don't put off what our techs can do for you. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl Lindabot. It is August the 20th, 72 degrees, going to get up to 160 today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. Here are your neighbors giving you the best deals. You don't need to leave town, my friends. Go on down to Redding Crown Motors. They are going to give you a deal on a car, truck, or SUV, whether it's brand new, previously owned. Makes no difference. They're going to give you the deal that you want. And then, after you've bought that vehicle, they're going to take great pride in keeping that vehicle running. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue today, or give them a call, 223-2177, Redding Crown Motors. Okay, we're starting our first day on our series on methamphetamines and the impact in our community. And we started with Sergeant Les James, who heads up the Shasta Interagency Narcotics Task Force, SINTAF, also a sergeant in our Redding Police Department, and Ben Hanna, who is one of our senior deputy district attorneys here in Shasta County. Realignment, who wants to start here? I tell you what, let's start with you, Sergeant James. Realignment, impact it's had on our battle with drugs.
Well, I think like we've discussed is that everybody's being released from prison with the nonviolent crimes, and it's just putting more people on the street. You need more treatment programs, that kind of stuff, to give them some help and help them get through their addiction problem, because we're putting them back on the street still with that addiction, and they keep reoffending. That's the issue, is they keep doing what sent them to prison to begin with.
Yeah, I see. We've got a comment in here. Everything we've done hasn't worked. Okay, so the realignment is returning them back on the streets. And Ben? We can't treat them if we can't hold them.
Well, that's true. I mean, we want treatment to be the goal, and that was one of the major goal is one of the major goals of the realignment process. There's a lot of good goals in realignment, but the unfortunate reality is if somebody is not able to be held accountable for what they've done, if they don't get the treatment that they need, then there's not really that much of an incentive for them to continue in treatment. So while realignment has some very positive aspects to it, or very positive goals, unfortunately, at least in our county, which is the experience that I can speak from, we have difficulty holding people in custody in getting them into those type of programs. But we do also have some good successes. We have drug court programs in Shasta County where we are able to help people get clean and sober and free from their addictions. I'm fortunate enough to be assigned to one of our drug court programs, and I can tell you it does work.
Drug court. Talk to us about that.
That's drug court is a term that's used for, I think, almost every county in California has one. Here in Shasta County, we call it the Addicted Offender Program. And basically, that's an intensive probation supervision type of court where we have people who are selected after saying, yes, I want to participate in this. And they are very intensely supervised by probation. There's a committee that is involved with that, the courts, the probation department, my office, the public defender's office, and Shasta County Drug and Alcohol are all involved in making this intensive program to help people remain clean and sober. There is consequences if there's violations, and people ultimately can go to jail or state prison for violating. So it's a very effective program, I think, primarily because there are those consequences down the road if you fail.
Well, we've had a comment here. Why don't we just make all these so they're not illegal? If they want to use drugs and kill themselves, just let them do it. But the problem is, and we can do that, except then you've got the impact on the families, like we're just talking about, the children. But the other thing is that if there's not a crime to, for any of the stuff, but they've still got to use it, they're going to still go out and steal or, rob or whatever it takes to be able to get it and put it in their veins.
Right.
So there's got to be some kind.
But that's one of the problems is that a lot of people view it as a victimless crime. However, it's not. If you look at the families, the children, the people that are involved, I would venture to guess that if you were to speak to a family member whose loved one was a meth addict, they would tell you that it's not victimless. They had to live through it with them. I mean, whether they've stolen from them or they're having to raise the children, all aspects of it, it's not victimless.
Okay, is it going down, the meth rate? Is it going down? Is it going up? Is it staying the same?
I would imagine that it's either remaining somewhat the same or increasing. It's not a huge spike. It's not, you know, rocketing, but it's remaining constant at least.
And what do you see, Ben? Same thing or a little bit more, a little bit less? From your point of view, from the district attorney?
From our point of view, we're seeing a lot of the same people over and over and over again with multiple cases. And I think that from that perspective, you have a small number of people that may be involved in this thing, but from the perspective of the workload of the district attorney's office, the courts, the criminal justice system, our workload is greater because we have fewer people, but they have more cases. So
if you took, say, the 100 worst offenders here, would you say there's 100 of them?
Yes.
Okay, so if you took 100 of the worst offenders and you put them away for 6 months, put them into treatment programs and all this, put them in jail, put them away for 6 months, would that have a big impact on our crime and our ability to do more, you know, in our crime right here in Shasta County?
Unfortunately, I think if you put away people, there's always going to be other people to take their place. And that's why I think, you know, education and rehabilitation are very important along with the criminal justice component. But yeah, I would say that there are a small number of people that are contributing greatly to the caseloads and the work that both law enforcement and the criminal justice system, whether it be the courts or the district attorney's office or the public defender's office, have to deal with.
This is just not something that's getting better, and it's a constant fight. And then with realignment, where we used to hold and be able to hold them for hours, at least 10 or 12 hours, you said, if they appeared nonviolent, now they're not staying in that long, so they can go out and get that second pump of crystal under their veins, which leads to more problems.
Correct, and that's not just for under the influence. It's also if you arrest somebody for possession or possession for sales. Normally, they don't remain in custody through their arraignment, which they did in the past, and it's just an overcrowding issue, and everybody understands that. But they go right back out, and they go back to doing what they're doing. We've had, in the past 6 months, two different people that we've served search warrants on for sales, and we've had to go back a second time in 6 months and do the same thing again. They're right back doing what they were doing.
Within 6 months?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. All right, got to take a break here. Ben Hanna, District Attorney, Deputy District Attorney, and Les James, who heads up CENTAF right here in North State in Shasta County. We'll be right back. Carl on the box.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us, and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest, quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the box. This portion of the show is brought to you by an icon of America, Redding Harley-Davidson. Well, it's Harley-Davidson's an icon of America. And Redding Harley-Davidson has been with us since 1977. It's an icon around here. You want to ride a Harley? You go on down and you see Ernie and Jessica. Talk to Nathan down there. 1268 Twin View Boulevard here in Redding. Give them a call at 241-7117. Redding Harley-Davidson. Not only can you get a great bike down there, you get everything that goes along with it. So you're looking bikerish also. Experience the ride and live the dream. Ride that Harley. I ride a Harley. The chief of police rides a Harley. The sheriff rides a Harley. Do you ride a Harley?
I don't ride a Harley.
Okay, you don't ride a Harley. Okay, but I know if you had a bike, it would be a Harley.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. Okay, our guest, Ben Hand. I just love putting people on the spot there, just little spots. One of our senior deputy district attorneys here in Shasta County, and Sergeant Les James, who heads up the Shasta Interagency Narcotics Task Force, and is also a sergeant in the RPD. You know, when we're talking here, it seems like it's going to be a never-ending battle, gentlemen. Sergeant James?
Well, it looks that way. I mean, there are some inroads being made. I think, like Ben said, the Addicted Offender Program, I think it has shown success. It is working for those people who are willing to put out the effort. You just got to keep doing, you know, what we're doing, but it has to have that, the component of the addicted getting treatment, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
you got to be that treatment component. There's studies that have shown that in, you know, the people that get imprisoned, they reoffend within a year. 67% of them do without that treatment component. So if you don't have that there, I think it is a revolving door. You're going to keep doing the same thing over and over again.
What we're going to have on tomorrow, we're going to have the treatment people in tomorrow. And one of the things I'd like to see is it like how many times does it take? I know we talk about stopping tobacco and everything. I would imagine, Ben, that this is even worse when it's something that's as insidious as methamphetamines that gets into your body and just, I mean, you know, it's destroying your body. I just can't imagine the first time they want to quit, they quit.
And I know that, you know, that's true. It's tremendously hard to quit, and that's why we need to, there need to be resources. It's not something you just wake up one day and, you know, quit cold turkey, say, I want to stop using methamphetamine. I think my experience in the Addicted Offender Program is that people see, they finally wake up to the consequences that this is having on their loved ones, their children, their parents, and see how much impact it's having not only on the person who's using methamphetamine himself or herself, but the other people, the collateral damage, if you will. And only then are they going to be able to wake up and say, you know what, this is something that needs to change.
But they've got to have that chance to be sober enough to be able to make that decision. And the only way you're going to get them sober enough, for the most part, Sergeant James, is to arrest them. And, Ben, for you to lock them away for at least 30 days, I mean...
Well, and that's definitely one way to deal with it. I mean, you know, consequences have to be there, I think. And we do a good job of, I think, our office does, and I think the law enforcement by and large in our community does a good job of doing our best to hold people accountable. You know, we talk a lot about the situation with the jail. The jail is not The sheriff's office is doing the best they can with what they have.
Absolutely.
And
I think everybody's agreeing on that one.
Right. And so we sit here and talk a lot about people getting out on the streets, but that's a reality we're going to have to face, and it's going to be up to us in the law enforcement community to deal with that the best we can with the resources we have, and hopefully we can continue to do that.
You know, it's funny. I was talking with our guest today before the show started, and I've talked to many people from other parts of the state. Starting with Sacramento and down south, they don't even know what realignment is. They never even heard of realignment. And these are educated people. And I'm looking at them. I said, you know that these prisons are being, the people are back here, that it's going to be a penal colony wherever you live. They have no idea. And yet it seems like up here in the North State, maybe because it's had a larger impact on us, or it's it's more noticeable. But
I think that's true. I think there's been a larger impact. The collateral damage that we see from people getting thefts and burglaries and things of that nature has people up in arms. I think our media has done a good job up here of publicizing a lot of the issues that we're facing, and I think it's just a function of a smaller population. We have a smaller population. We have a smaller jail in Los Angeles County or San Diego County, so it's going to have a proportionately heavier impact on us up here in Shasta County.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you very much for being here, Sergeant Les James. He's a sergeant in the RPD, which is we're proud of our guys here, our Thin Line in Blue, but also heads up the Shasta Interagency Narcotics Task Force. Thanks for being here with us.
Thanks for having me.
And, of course, Ben Hanna, who is one of our district attorneys here, our assistant district attorneys. We've got about 30 seconds, 40 seconds. Any last thoughts here, guys?
I think that it's just important for your listeners and for the community to know that this is a joint operation. It's not just going to be all about law enforcement. It's not just going to be all about treatment. It's going to be about people coming in and giving solutions, helping law enforcement, and giving suggestions on how we can deal with this, because this is a problem of our community that we can deal with together.
I think you're absolutely right, and that's why tomorrow we're going to have the treatment side on it. And we may have maybe move this into a third day, because once we've arrested them, once we get them into the system, once we've identified them, now we got to try and treat them. We'll be doing that tomorrow. Hey, Carl Lundebot, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The crowd chanting Mitch as the president's Republican rival holds a joint town hall-style meeting and rally with his running mate.
We will not duck the tough issues or kick the can down the road. We will get things done.
Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan alongside Mitt Romney at St. Anselm College in Manchester, New Hampshire, talking about a wide range of issues from foreign policy to Medicare and the economy.
I have a deep desire to make a difference for the people of America, of the middle class, of all classes that we love so deeply.
The Obama campaign insists Romney and Ryan would raise taxes on the middle class and gut Medicare. Fox's Ed Henry at the White House.
And the case this morning from Obama advisors is if the Romney-Ryan ticket gets elected, they're making the charge that Medicare would go bankrupt by the end of the first Romney-Ryan term. That is obviously a heavy charge.
And one the Romney camp denies, insisting it's the president who's gutting Medicare. The